8, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4,
there's fire.
3, 2.
Look to the stars, say the wise men. There lies the future. In remote and distant worlds lies the riddle of tomorrow. But where is its answer? If a free world is to endure, then the principles of self-government must be perpetuated. The Constitution is the rock. And the leaders of tomorrow must be as dedicated to its preservation as were the leaders of yesterday. As are the leaders of today.
Group, I implore thee, my flinting telling drums, and hoopsiously drangle me with crinkly bindle wordles. For otherwise, I'll rend thee in the gobbles, my blurgle crunch, and see if I don't. Now, Earthlings, I give you a very simple choice. One in which you may hold your very lives in your hands. Now choose. Either die in the vacuum of space, or... tell me how good you thought my poem was.
Immortal words, when first they were written, proclaimed to the world an idea new among men. This was the American dream, the prayer for the future. But that golden goal was not to be had without cost. The American way was not gained in a day. It was born in adversity, forged out of conflict, perfected.
Can we get on with this, please?
Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Of Southern California, it's Paul Mack presents The Movie Line.
Loving every other second of it, gang. This is Paul Mack, and
love
it so much. Are you having fun?
Bitchin'.
I'm having fun.
It's exciting.
You're having fun listening to us having fun. I feel it.
Multitudes of stimuli.
My veins are stimulated.
Social excitement here.
I'm having a good time.
The hell are you having a good time?
Because it's November. November 11th through the 15th, 1984. And if you don't know that, you better buy a calendar. So all I can say is, are we going to get in with this?
We're going to get into it.
Are we going to have piles?
We're going to have piles.
We're going to have loads.
Great big steaming dark brown moist curly piles.
We're going to have some massive pyramids, gang. So let's get on with another week of fan-listed fun.
Yes.
Right here on 906-3000 and 761-33-DEAL. We're out of here.
Everybody knows that. So
wonderful.
Who you gonna call?
He was a man who wasn't content with just being content.
This isn't the old Mr. Sunshine. I'm not happy. I can't make myself happy.
A man who couldn't settle for just settling down.
I want to put off the wedding for a while. I want to put off the job, too, for a while anyway.
A man who knew that there had to be more to life than just being alive.
I found out there's another debt to pay for the privilege of being alive.
Columbia Pictures presents Bill Murray. In a role unlike anything he's ever done before, The Razor's Edge. Based on the classic novel by Somerset Maugham, the story of one man's search for himself.
The path to salvation is narrow and is difficult to walk as a razor's edge.
Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hi, Paul Mack and Movie Line Callers. This is Brian West Hollywood, and I'm calling to tell you guys that I just saw Irreconcilable Differences, and I thought it was really, really good. I haven't seen a performance from Ryan O'Neill like that since Love Story, and it's just really interesting the way the couple recounts their marriage and how they came to meet each other and how they came to the situation with their daughter, where their daughter wants to get a divorce from them, which is really, really funny when you have a 9-year-old little kid who wants to leave her parents. And, you know, one thing that's really interesting is that there's a very high divorce rate in the United States, yet among those who are divorced, you don't find too many kids who are divorced from their parents. Movies like this come and go, but I really do think that this movie will be out here for quite a while. And I can't really say much more about it, except it's a really good movie, and I'd recommend it to anybody who has the slightest idea what it's about or doesn't know what it's about or it's recommended to. So definitely check this one out. Don't miss it. And everybody who does miss it, well, you know, hey, that's the way it goes. Well, I'll talk to you guys later. Goodbye.
So this is Casey. And Mr. Fun, you gave a nice little thing about a haunted house. That was great. I just don't know whether it was real or not. It could have been. People have experienced those types of things. But talk about children. If you really want to see a movie, a horror movie that'll make you go blind, watch The Children. It's a low budget horror. It's one of those low budget horror movies that people go, oh God, you know, what's this bullshit? But it's interesting because you see these kids and they touch an adult and the adult fries on the inside. It's like, gross. Burns up from the inside. Anyway, my voice is gone, so am I.
Hi, this is Mickey's pal from Norwood. I saw a movie that was pretty good. It was Terror in the Isles or something like that. And it's what they did is they took all the scary scenes from the major horror movies and they combined it into one movie. So you get to see scenes from Psycho, from Halloween, from Friday the 13th, from Texas Chainsaw Massacre, from Hitchcock classics. I mean, it's a really, really fun movie for horror movie buffs. It's pretty good. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, I give it an 8. It's a pretty good movie. Elvira hosts it and everything like that. Or on the commercials. She's on the commercials. And there's another host and hostesses. And it's a pretty good movie. I give it an 8. And I'm looking forward to hearing Mac Jackson's Chiller. You're doing a pretty good job out there, Paul. Keep it up. Bye.
Remember when you were scared and your mama used to say, don't worry, it's all in your mind? Well, now it's all on the screen. Terror in the Aisle. At last, there's a scary movie where you don't have to sit around waiting for the good parts.
They use blood in their rituals.
Because this one is nothing but good parts. All the best parts from the greatest terror films.
Come on, wake up! They get you when you sleep.
Why haven't you checked The Children?
So if your idea of a good time is being scared half to death, why settle for half? Get ready for Terror in the Aisles.
What have you done to him, you maniac?
It's a cut above the rest. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without doubt. Now at select theaters. Check newspapers for locations and showtimes.
Well, Dave, Terror in the Aisles. What do you think, buddy? Have you seen it? You know what, guys? I saw Terror. Now I'm going to sit down here. This is going to take a while. No, seriously.
Take a load off your feet.
I'm not wasting your time.
You certainly don't have any loads on your mind.
Will you shut up? I saw Terror in the Aisles about 9 months ago, and I want to tell you.
9 months ago?
Will you shut up?
It just came out. What the hell are you doing?
That's what a baby does after 9 months. Jeez. It comes out, Dave.
That's so bad. But that's okay. We'll
the movie was good. Now, let me tell you about it. Terror in the Aisles was interesting because...
Oh.
What, Dave?
What was interesting about it?
The baby or the movie? Oh,
shit.
Let me tell you something.
Terror in the Isles
was great because I saw that with my girlfriend, and it's the same girlfriend. You said it's the same girl I've been going out with since I started the movie line.
He wants everybody to think that.
I do. Yeah. Anyway, I don't want people to think I'm going out with you.
I didn't even suggest.
I don't even want to recommend it. And
okay?
I wouldn't recommend that any girls go out with Dave because.
Why not?
They might catch something.
They're missing out.
Like a bad sense of humor. Anyway, Tyranny Isles is interesting. Okay, basically, if you guys want to go out there and see a horror film... Horror.
See, you're on the track of girls, Paul, and you can't get your mind out of the gutter.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Ooh! If you want to go out and see a horror film...
Man scratches his head. Don't
you clean? Let's go back and redo this.
Nah, let's roll.
I didn't take a shower today, Dave.
Shit.
Give me a break, okay? I can't take a shower every day. I have things to do, people to see, places to sleep.
Listen, if you smell like that, you're not going to be able to see very many people.
I don't have a nose. How can I smell? Listen.
You don't have a nose?
You shut up.
Will you let me talk?
Terror in the Isles. I burnt the tip of my nose off on some acid the other night. Not the kind to get too high. Oh, shut up. Anyway, Tyranny Isles is an interesting film, and now that we've wasted our 3 minutes, we're gonna get on
to the next comment.
What I can say is I recommend it if you want to see a collage of horror films. Nothing original. And
well, this was a good use of tape. Okay,
go check
next
it out.
Comment,
get
please.
Out.
Hi everyone, this is John OCC.
I'm the Ghost and Goblin.
Now, by me saying that, if you considered that a put down, and if that hurts your feelings, I am sorry and I will make a public apology, okay? That was a little passing remark, and if it offended you, I'm sorry. Okay?
Hi, this is Jeff Burbank. I recently saw Amadeus. I found that was an excellent movie. It was really well done. The music was superb, and the performances, especially F. Murray Abraham playing Antonio Soleri, was excellent. So I heartily recommend that movie. On a scale of 1 to 10, I give it about a 9. Thank you very much.
Hello. For your convenience, AnswerX will take your message. After the tone, just leave your name, phone number, and a brief message. We will call you back. Thank you.
Hello, party.
Sorry, your message time is over. If you haven't finished your message, please call back.
Well, hi, Paul. This is Lance Van Nuys, and it's about 10:20 on Halloween Day, and I just heard Diller, and, hey, one word, great. Probably one of the best things you've ever done. And Nino, too. And that's about it. Keep it up, and we'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
Thank you. Mac Jackson.
I have a review, not on a film, but on Mac Jackson's Diller. Pretty dilly. Pretty funny, but good acting, good production and everything. But, wow. Weren't you supposed to call it Chiller at first? And I don't know, I kind of don't understand the concept of it, or is it just stream of consciousness like everything else that Movie Line does? You know, the beginning where Mac turns into the monster and then goes into the music, you know, talking about a girl looking like Phyllis Diller, which is kind of funny because, this has been Casey leaving a review on Mac Jackson's Diller. Overall, I think... I don't have a scale, but I'd give it a 9 just for trying. No, really, it was good. It was very good. And we'll be talking to you later on.
Thank you, Mac Jackson.
To the certain guy who's called Al Bernay, my, your 876 numbers and your 874 numbers, and I think your 851 numbers, all have gone from crossbar to ESS. How do you feel now? Huh?
Please hang up and try again.
Jessica Lange is Jewel Ivy.
This is our land. You can't just pull in here like God Almighty.
You're already implicated in this thing.
I'd rather be a thief than do what you do for a living.
Sam Shepard is Gil Ivy.
You
can't look on this thing short term.
Farming is a business.
You college boys with your numbers, that's who made it a business.
Country is the story of a family willing to fight the government to hold onto the land they love. Willing to fight the bureaucrats from auctioning off everything they own.
We're not going to sell the land. They wouldn't make us do that, would they, Gil?
In this country, when the land is your life, you fight for your life.
They don't have to sell these people out.
No sale! No sale!
You must realize that a government foreclosure is a legal act.
When you come out to pull us off this land, you better come with more than a piece of paper, because we're staying right here!
Country, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hi, Paul. It looks like I'm breaking the boycott. I'd like to leave a comment on a movie, Three Wishes of Billy Greer. Ralph Macchio was the main star. He played in The Karate Kid, and I think he does a pretty good job. It's one of the best movies of the year, although it's on regular television. The guy did a good act, and it shows how he starts off at like 15 years old, and he gets older, and he's got this disease where, and the doctor says he only lived like about 6 months or so. But I think that's one of the best movies of the whole year, and I hope it's up for an award or something. And anyhow, you know, Paul, there's been a lot of talk about you on the line and everything. You know, I like you, you're a nice guy, but a lot of individuals on phones are saying things, so, you know, I hope it's stuff that they're saying is wrong and everything, but a little talk from some of the regulars and everything. I try not to listen to it because I still like you anyway, even though you made a fool out of me on the CC line, but that's okay. You're a cool dude and everything, and I hope you do play my comment. This might be my last one because I'm supposed to boycott it, but anyway. You got a good sense of humor, and you're all right with me, okay? Thanks, and if you do, I hope you can play this comment because it might be the last of them on this particular line, okay? Okay, I'm going to kind of get going.
Hi, this is the Princess of Film. I'd like to talk about a movie for a minute that I saw. It was a very good movie. It was called Crimes of Passion. Everybody, you should go see that. It's one of the best movies I have ever seen. It's weird. It's different. It's strange. It's odd. It's crazy. There's a lot of different things going on. There's five or six different stories in one. And it's basically about a girl that by day is a secretary, and night she is a prostitute. And it's really weird. And it's one of the best movies I've ever seen. And go see it. I mean, they talk about it on TV. They've been talking about it for a month. It's worth seeing. It's a very good movie. And another one that I have seen was Teachers. That was a good movie. Kind of typical. It takes place, you know, in the school. It's interesting, it's good, it's different. It's also worth seeing. Another one that I thought was really cute that isn't playing right now, but it was playing a while back, or maybe it still is Ghostbusters and also Gremlins. Those are all excellent movies. And anyhow, thank you, and I hope you play my comment back. Bye now.
Hi, we heard the Mac Jackson, and it's great. We really thought you were him, and you sing really good.
Thank you. Mac Jackson.
Hi, we heard your tape here. This is Jeff at Canoga Park. We heard your tape on the Michael Mac Jackson and a friend of ours named Shelley, and it was really good, and we listened to it several times. It's really a good parody, you know. You should make a movie out of it or something.
Thank you. Mac Jackson.
Greetings, Paul, and Movie Line callers. I'd like to tell you I saw a movie this week. Guess what movie? I bet you can't. Oh, I'll tell you anyways. The movie I saw was Teachers. It's kind of hard to explain Teachers. It's not your average movie. It's kind of a combination between Fast Times at Ridgemont High and High School USA. So they're both on the same kind of limit. Now, I thought it was pretty good, but it's just... it's something that might happen in real life, but I doubt it. You never know with these kind of things. Overall rating, I give it maybe a 7, maybe a 6.5. I liked it, though. But that's the quality of the movie, that's about what it was. It had Ralph Macchio in it, which was the Karate Kid. He played a good part in this movie. and otherwise no other name big stars were in it. And it was pretty good. I advise that you do go see it if you want a couple laughs. It's not that bad. So, this has been a message from Eddie Van Nuys, KWH, Kilroy was here. 10:20, we're gone. Later on, dude.
My opinion of Silent Night, Deadly Night was... Yeah.
And now, the future adventures of Nick Danger, America's only detective. Today, Nick laces up the adventure of the missing shoe.
Acme's grubby gunsel Rococo had me bagged in the back of a cab filled with laughing gas. Ha ha ha. It was a cheap way for the writers to grab that gag, but this wasn't funny. there was $6.50 on the gas meter of the cab as we pulled into an abandoned phone company warehouse. So that's the plot. Fresh air. Unregistered aliens turning left shoes into phones. Now for a gag.
Take the gag out of his mouth, Rococo.
Right, boss.
Do you want me to host? I have to sock him again, Mr. Acme.
Certainly not, Nancy, my dear. Today he's our special guest.
I just left a grilling, Acme. What's this, a roast? What's at stake here?
Uh-oh.
I'm bone tired. Just another rare meeting, Mr. Acme.
Wait, stop it. You're making me hungry.
We'll be back to the future adventures of Nick Danger.
But first, here's a special message from the inventor of the phone company, Alexander Graham Acme.
Hello, Americans. Call me Joe. And here's some good news. The phone company is sending every one of you a big brown bag of hot food.
Oh.
Why? Because we took your shoes away without telling you. And now they're coming back with bells on them.
That's right. The phone company has turned your left shoe into a phone. Yes, it looks like a phone, but it's as durable and reliable as your old shoe. It is your old shoe. Walk on it. Talk on it. For you from the phone company.
Get it now, Danger? Every time you take a walk, you make a call.
Which means you make a penny out of every loafer in town.
Right. They foot the bill, and crime marches on.
Well, it was all over. There was nothing left for me to do but limp back to my office in my two-tone touch tones. It took hours. Every 7 steps, you make a call. And then, once in a while, you get one. Hello?
I want an anchovy to go and hold the pizza.
That's stupid. Sorry, pal. You've got the wrong number. I spell my name... Ning... Danger!
What?
Tune in again next week for the Firesign Theater's Future Adventures of Nick Danger, created by Philip Austin, Peter Bergman, David Osman, and Philip Proctor. Until next week, this is your announcer, Noah Bale, saying...
Goodbye.
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 It's time for the Movie Line News, which is all unoriginal material stolen by Paul to try and impress you. The same idea behind trying to give away calculators. Shit, everything he does is a gimmick.
New films coming up include Superman's Cousin. That's right, she comes to Earth as Supergirl, a flying teenager crime fighter. And everyone knows that the planet Krypton, of course, was destroyed in the 1978 film Superman. But what viewers don't know is that somehow Krypton's Argo City and its inhabitants survived briefly. As the city's foundations were transformed into deadly kryptonite, Zor-El, brother of Superman's father Jor-El, constructed a spacecraft for his daughter Kara and sent her off to Earth as well. She landed in Chicago, where she grew up to become Supergirl, a crime-fighting teenager. Newcomer Helen Slater stars in the title role, also starring as Faye Dunaway, Brenda Vaccaro, and Peter O'Toole. Windy City. Like The Four Seasons and The Big Chill, Windy City deals with the changing course of adult friendships. The film tells the story of a group of childhood buddies called the Rogues, each of whom has passed his 30th birthday and reached a crisis point in his life. John Shee portrays the rogue who's about to lose the girl of his dreams, played by Kate Capshaw, because of his inability to commit himself to a relationship. Josh Mostel co-stars. Armin Bernstein, who co-wrote the screenplay of Francis Coppola's One from the Heart, wrote and directed. And now, from the desk of the Movie Line Newsreel staff, we present a special profile on Jeff Goldblum. He was a self-absorbed People magazine reporter in The Big Chill, and a western-clad hero nicknamed New Jersey in The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai. But Jeff Goldblum has never been the lead in a feature film until now. In his next movie, Into the Night, Goldblum plays an average guy who's having a rough time at home and on the job. As a result, he develops insomnia and takes to driving around late at night to kill time. But his midnight wanderings bring him into contact with a beautiful mystery woman, played by Scarface's Michelle Pfeiffer, who is running from trouble herself. Well, naturally, Goldblum becomes caught up in her affairs and in one of his own. Into the Night was directed by John Landis, who also did Trading Places and The Blues Brothers, and should be released around next spring. And now it's time for Movie Line Screen Test. That's right. Be the first to answer these four questions and phone in those answers on the input line at 761-0333, and we'll send you a Casio credit card calculator in the mail. That's right. It's about as thin as a credit card and solar-powered. It doesn't even need any batteries. So listen carefully to the questions. We're going to get a little political here on you, but give us the names of these films, and we'll send you the calculator. Just make sure that you're the first one to phone in your answers, and the first one who gets all four correct will get the calculator in the mail. Okay, here's question number one. John Travolta and Nancy Allen co-starred in this 1981 Brian De Palma film about the murder of a politician who's being groomed for the presidency. What's the name of the film? Question number two. In this 1983 thriller based on a Stephen King novel, Christopher Walken played a man whose psychic visions lead him to murder a politician who is destined to start a nuclear war. What's the name of the film? Question number three. Robert Redford co-produced and co-starred with Dustin Hoffman in this 1976 Oscar winner about the reporters who uncovered the Watergate scandal. What's the name of the film? And question number four. This 1964 classic starred Peter Sellers as a U.S. president who unsuccessfully tries to avert a nuclear attack that one of his generals has launched on the Soviet Union. What's the name of the film? Be the first to answer these four questions correctly on the input line at 761-0333, and we'll send you a Casio credit card calculator. That's right, free. So thanks for calling, and remember to keep informed and updated right here on the Movie Line News each and every Sunday through Thursday.
Gag me with a movie review.
He thought he was watching her, but she was watching him. He thought he was trespassing, but he was invited. He knew he had gone too far, and he couldn't stop. He saw exactly what she wanted him to see. What he saw was murder. Brian De Palma, the modern master of suspense, invites you to witness a seduction, a mystery, a murder. Body Double. You can't believe everything you see. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
If Reagan had selected Dolly Parton as his vice presidential running mate, there would be three big boobs in the White House. If Mondale had selected her, it would be known as Fritz and Tits. Thank you.
Fritz and Tits, give me a break.
Isn't that something, dude?
Just quiet.
What? The music is still playing. Dave, put the mic to your nose, please. We're rolling.
I don't talk with my nose.
Once again.
What the hell?
Are you kidding me?
No. Serious. I
didn't think you were, but I was serious when I said put the mic to your nose, because that's where most of the sound emits. Take the mic out of your nose, Dave. Anyway, we just got some special awards.
I got a nose hair stuck on the screen.
God almighty, get that out. We got some special awards from the Los Angeles Film Teachers Association.
Look at the suckers, they're great.
I got a silver plate.
That took a lot of energy.
At this time of the morning, are you kidding? I got a silver plate for best Cinematography of 1984 for Obliteration.
Sure it is.
From the LA Film Teachers Association.
Absolutely.
We picked
all
these up the other night. This is like repetition.
We were proud. I mean, we went and celebrated. We had
That's
fudge
right.
cake at Bob's.
We had a fudge cake. We also got a special award for The Visitant.
That looks good. That
the
one
best
looks good.
In mood and fantasy. I'm impressed.
Compared to the silver plate, that thing for Visitant looks
I like that. That's nice. Anyway, you know, guys, The Visitant's third year anniversary is November 13th of 84, and I want you all to know that you could have seen it, but you didn't, and you
it
will.
It premiered Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th, 3 years ago.
Special.
You know what? We've got to get Goddard back here.
Goddard, buddy.
We've got to get Goddard. We've got to get Michael down here.
Michael, buddy.
Milton Gunsberg.
We've got to
have some entertainment. You know what? We're not going to have, we don't have tapes if people don't leave reviews.
That's right. You guys, Juno.
Okay, will you jot this one down on your forehead? 7610333. Do it, or we can't make tapes. We need more film reviews, gang.
Sure.
Don't take these things for granted.
Absolutely.
Well, you know what's going to happen now, Dave?
It's buying for the movie line goers of Southern California.
Well, the music's going up and we're getting out.
Good deal.
Say goodnight.
Good night, Dave.
See you on the beginning of
Old Side One.
Yeah. Isn't it fun?
This
is great. Let's listen to this, shall we?
Shall we? It's over.
Shit.
What happened to the music?
It's the end of the music.
I still, you forgot to turn the knob down.
Okay. Didn't we have any more music than that? Shit. I wanted to say, I'm really disappointed with this tape, Dave.
Why?
I wanted to speak about so much more. I felt my heart wasn't in this one.
Well, now's your opportunity.
You know where my heart was? It was inside of me the whole time.
Oh, shit. Like, you should have had it out on the table.
Want all the
so
blood.
It was there for God and everybody to look at.
Dave.
What?
We're rambling.
Oh.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Ram sesh.
I gotta go to bed.
Let's auto-reverse.
let's repeat this, Mamu, shall we? Just for the hell of it, you know what? I want you guys to call Nino Telephone. He's running reruns, and you know how boring and painful that can be.
It's like
area code 818. What's it like, Dave?
Lucy.
Lucy. I love it.
I love Lucy reruns.
You can
only
call,
it's Gopher Twinned.
You can call the Gopher Twins at 882-9524. Are we out of here like hot biscuits and cream?
All right.
All right. Later.
Bye.